Once again, welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on your local radio station in your part of the country. And glad to have you along with us today, reminding you about the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 101st Days of 76, running July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, steer roping July 23rd, rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th, parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through the 29th. Go online for tickets and times. It's daysof76.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They have all aspects of agriculture covered. They have information on grains. They have forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. That's just part of the comprehensive coverage by Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Home on the Range Champions Ride. It's the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match on Saturday, August the 5th. That's Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th, at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94, east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For information, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. It's a great store, fabulous antiques, seasoned dealer with quality stuff and lots of fun decorating items too. It's yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. So, Mike, you got some good stuff for us?
I sure do. You know, the other day I talked about the Code of the West. It was kind of unwritten, but there's kind of a loose list of some of those things out there, and I featured some of those here on the good stuff. I thought I'd have a few more of those, so get your pen ready and scratch this in the dash of your pickup or something. No matter how weary or hungry you are, and after a long day in the saddle, always tend to your horse's needs before your own, and get your horse some feed before you eat. All right, another code of the West, cuss all you want, but only around men, horses, and cows.
I like that.
There you go, a little politeness there, a little gentleman.
I like it.
Do not practice ingratitude and never complain. Complaining is what quitters do, and cowboys don't tolerate quitters. Always be courageous. Cowards aren't tolerated in any outfit worth its salt.
Yeah.
A cowboy always helps someone in need, even a stranger or an enemy. Never try on another man's hat.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
A cowboy is loyal to his brand, to his friends, and to those he rides with. Be there for a friend when he needs you. Another code of the West, unwritten, but it's out there. Respect the land and the environment. I think we all do that. Honesty is absolute. Your word is your bond. A handshake is more binding than a signed contract. So those are some codes of the West, in case you were wondering there.
Hey, talk about a signed contract. Guess what just happened in Canada recently?
What's that?
They took the thumbs up in a text message as an agreement to a contract that it was legal and binding.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. I haven't heard that.
It's not just a handshake now. It's a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay. Yep.
Didn't see that one coming.
That's certainly a sign of the times, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, Kim, what are you going to share today?
Well, we just happened to have citywide garage sale in Valentine this past weekend.
42 garage sales they had.
I know.
That's was a lot.
A very lot. A huge amount. And this was a story from that. I spotted several pairs of men's Levi's at a garage sale. They were sizes 30, 31, and 32, but the shopper was looking for size 33, so he asked the owner if he had a pair. He shook his head. I'm still wearing the 33s. He says, come back next year.
We'll have those on the shelf next time.
I think so. And you know, parenting is easy, I swear. The biggest change after having kids was putting a swear jar in the house. This is from a guy, not me.
Okay.
Whenever I say a bad word, I have to put a dollar in the jar, and at the end of every month, I take all that money and buy myself a nice steak for being such a cool dad.
I'm not sure you get the cool dad award for that.
The four most beautiful words in our common language, I told you so.
Oh, no, not really.
I know, I agree.
If you have something to share on the Good Stuff program, be sure to send that to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that, and maybe you'll hear it right here on the Good Stuff.